Offset eye, handoff, Eddie Lacy off left tackle, and nothing going. A pack of blue jerseys led by Derek Wolfe.
Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. This, of course, not Coach Kubiak. It is Broncos defensive end Derek Wolfe. Also might mention the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, Derek Wolfe, the first of your career to get such an honor. What's that mean to you?
You know, it's a great honor. You know, there's a lot of great players out there in this division. So to be able to get that, it's a big honor. Yeah, I think the last time somebody had it was Elvis in 2007 as a defensive lineman here. Right. So, you know, it's a big honor.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier this week that it seemed like the Packers were kind of running the ball right at you, which you were like, bring it on.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy that. You know, I take pride in that. So, you know, definitely, stopping the run is kind of my game. So when somebody, you know, challenges me and tries me like that, I love it.
You guys don't really have many weaknesses on this defense. I'm just thinking if I were an offensive coordinator trying to plan for how I'm going to best beat the Denver Broncos defense, this is not an easy task. Is that what makes this defense so tough, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think that, and I think that our desire to be great as a whole, you know. We have a great coaching staff. You know, when you have great coaches and great players, and then the players buy into what the coaches are saying, you know, that's a recipe for success.
This defense, comparison to, like, some of the best ever, is it fair to make statements like that? I mean, Chuck Pagano this week compared you guys to the 2000 Baltimore Ravens defense. Is that, you okay with statements like that? And can you guys live up to those lofty statements?
You know, this is a 2015 Broncos defense, so, you know, we're not trying to be anybody else but ourselves. So I'm not worried about, you know, the Bears or the Ravens. I don't care about any of that. We're just trying to be the best we can be.
Everything we see with this defense, it looks like the chemistry is just through the roof. Is that true? I mean, and a team with a lot of different personalities and characteristics all coming together to form what so far has been a really special unit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, we all care about each other. Yeah. So, you know, we all want to win, and we all want to help each other win. So there's a lot of selflessness. There's not a lot of selfish people on this defense. You know, I can't think of one guy on this defense that's selfish. You know, with all the contracts that are up and everything, you'd think there'd be a lot of selfishness going on, but there's not. We just want to win a championship.
All right, I'm going to let you go on this. We usually ask one off-the-field question. So my question for you, Derek, is you always come across as a very tough, stout guy, right? Is there a soft side to Derek Wolfe? I'm
not going to reveal that.
He's sticking true to his personality. Derek, thanks for your time, man.
Hey, thanks for having
me. All right, and a reminder, Coach Kubiak will be back in just a few minutes. But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul is standing by with this week's This is Broncos Country.
Thanks, Nick. On January 25th, 1998, the Broncos won their first Lombardi Trophy, defeating the Green Bay Packers 31-24. So it was fitting. The 1997 team was honored during the Broncos Sunday night matchup with Green Bay. As Cammie Carmen explains in this week's This is Broncos Country, brought to you by Mike Shaw Subaru, with another chance to take the field at Mile High, it was a walk down memory lane for the Broncos legends.
Running out of the tunnel at Mile High.
It was kind of nostalgic feeling.
Through the fireworks.
Especially.
With the crowd going wild.
To walk out on the field again in front of them, I mean, it feels great.
Is like going back in time.
You run out there and you feel like you got a couple series left when you really don't.
I was fired up. I mean, I probably can give him a good quarter right now.
I was telling Tom Ruin, because we walked down the field together so many times. I said, one more time, we're going to get to do it one more time.
You feel like you got a couple plays left in you when you run out there and hear that crowd?
No, I walked out of there.
Steve Atwater, Rod Smith, Shannon Sharp, just a few of the fan favorites from that star-studded Super Bowl 32 roster. Back at Mile High and soaking it all in.
Let's go!
It was just that feeling again. You know, we could bring back the old stories with the coaches and everybody. I enjoyed myself.
It was a special night for sure.
It was great to see everybody.
Four, plenty of time for John. Now squeezes, steps up in the pocket. LA can run inside the 10. Head first. He dives off the 5-yard line. My goodness.
As a team, their legacy includes solidifying a winning culture after bringing home the first of two back-to-back Lombardi trophies to Broncos country.
Davis with the salute.
32 was a big one for us because that was really when we were able to sort of make our mark.
But when the boys get back together, it's not a lot of X's and O's.
It's really about the fun that we had when we played, and sometimes we reminisce on, man, can you believe, you know, some of the things that we accomplished together. Those are the greatest memories.
We went through a special journey back then. We had a special bond, and time is not going to stop that by any means. So when we get back in here, we're joking, we're laughing, we're all reminiscing. But when it's all said and done, it's about that brotherhood and about what we accomplished together.
It's about the ring. It's about that.
Cammie Carmen, Fox 31 Denver.
Yeah, that was a fun night. Thanks, Cammy. Still to come on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak, you'll get to know the newest member of the Denver Broncos, tight end Vernon Davis, in this week's Know Your Broncos. Plus, Nick and Coach sit back down to talk about the matchup this week in Indy. Stay with us.